With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The United States is investigating a leak of classified documents related to Israeli military plans.
The documents in the unauthorized release assess Israel's plans to attack Iran. They note that Israel continues to move military assets in place to conduct a military strike in response to Iran's ballistic missile attack earlier this month. It was not initially known if the documents were leaked or hacked. The information appeared entirely gathered through the use of satellite image analysis. A U.S. official told the Associated Press that the top-secret documents appear to be legitimate. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also on SRNews.com, an Israeli attack in Lebanon has killed several Lebanese National Army soldiers.
The Israeli military has apologized for a strike in southern Lebanon that killed three Lebanese soldiers, adding it struck a truck on Sunday that had entered an area where it had previously targeted a Hezbollah truck transporting a launcher and missiles. Israel's allies, war-weary residents of Gaza and others, have expressed hope that Sinwar's death would pave the way for an end to the war. But both Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Hamas have vowed to keep fighting until they achieve their goals. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The presidential campaign in North Carolina is playing out in the aftermath of a devastating hurricane and a tumultuous governor's race. With 15 days until Election Day, North Carolina is critical to the Electoral College math for both the Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris. Cubans have taken to the streets in protest as widespread blackouts stretched into their fourth day. Their concerns heightened as Hurricane Oscar crossed the island's eastern coast with winds and heavy rain. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 154 points. This is SRN News. Child sex trafficking has soared during the Biden years.
And it's because of illegal immigration, plain and simple. According to a new report from the Free Press, advertisements offering children for sex have surged more than 90% since President Biden took office. The Free Press quotes one source as saying, quote, nearly all of the sex trafficking rings are now migrant girls. The ads exploded within the first 3 months of the border being open. Mexican drug cartels are behind much of the child sex trafficking in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas City Chiefs owner Clark Hunt says he has no issue with kicker Harrison Butker forming a political action committee designed to encourage Christians to vote for traditional values. Butker announced his upright pack this month. Hunt says the Chiefs have players, quote, on both sides of the political spectrum, and he supports efforts to make a difference. This is SRN News. A man charged in a fatal New York City subway incident is set to stand trial.
A U.S. Marine Corps veteran charged with manslaughter for placing a man in a deadly chokehold aboard a New York City subway train last year will soon have his day in court. The trial of Daniel Penny in the May 2023 death of Jordan Neely opens Monday in Manhattan. Witnesses say Neely, who is black, had been shouting and begging for money on a Manhattan train when Penny, who is white, held him in a chokehold for more than 3 minutes. Penny has pleaded not guilty to second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. Neely's death became a flashpoint in the nation's debate over racial injustice. Julie Walker, New York.
A U.S. Army general says the deployment by the U.S. military of a mid-range missile system in the northern Philippines was, quote, very important and allowed American and Filipino forces to jointly train for potential usage. More details at SRNews.com.